In Iraq, five U.S. soldiers and two members of the Iraqi National Guard have been killed in an insurgent attack in the Sunni city of Samarra, north of Baghdad. The attack came a day after the newly installed interim Iraqi government issued its tough new security laws. NPR's Philip Reeves joins us from Baghdad. And Philip, first of all, tell us what you know about the attack that came in Samarra today.
Well, at about 10:30 in the morning, insurgents launched a barrage of mortars, some 38 in all, according to the U.S. military, at the headquarters of the Iraqi National Guard. Now, this is a building jointly used by the 1st Infantry Division and by the Iraqi security services. Such was the ferocity of the attack that it caused a building, which includes living quarters for U.S. soldiers, to partially collapse. There was a recovery operation. One U.S. soldier was buried in the rubble and later died. And four others were also killed, as indeed were two members of the Iraqi National Guard. Some 20 U.S. soldiers and four Iraqis were injured and flown to a U.S. Military hospital elsewhere for treatment. There had in the town been trouble earlier. A U.S. convoy was reportedly attacked by a roadside bomb, which again is a common occurrence in the Sunni Triangle and in Samarra. And three civilians were killed, three Iraqis, according to the hospital in Samarra, although we don't know the precise circumstances of that. It should be noted that the US military said that some of the mortars that were fired on the building did go astray, so that may or may not have been connected with those deaths.
What was the US military response to the attack?
25 minutes after detecting what it says was the source of this mortar barrage using radar, the U.S. military countered by firing mortars at the launching area. It was apparently a vehicle-launched mortar attack. Helicopters were sent into the skies. They were seen swooping over the city, and one took down a house with Hellfire missiles. The U.S. Military said this house was occupied by four insurgents who they say died in that attack.
We mentioned, Philip, the new security measures that the government announced yesterday that would allow the government to seal off areas where there's been violence, impose curfews, that kind of thing. Is there any sense of when and where they might start to impose those measures?
I put that very question today to the Iraqi National Security Advisor, that's Muwafaq al-Rubai. He said the plan was to start in Baghdad, which is not stable. Indeed, yesterday there was fighting in the heart of the city, and to work outwards town by town. The Iraqi security forces are still being assembled, and in reality the U.S. military is still the only force capable here of protecting this new government in any meaningful way. But Rubai said that the new administration does want to take a tough line, and this is how he described it.
We need to be more proactive here. We need to be more robust. We need to adopt preemptive strikes. We cannot wait in Baghdad, waiting for, like a lame duck, waiting for them to attack us. These global terrorists, Saddam loyalists, and these religious extremists who resorted to arms. We're going to chase them wherever, in their hideouts, wherever they are coming from.
Incidentally, I also asked Rubai about a parallel development which we're getting news of in Baghdad. We've been for a while hearing reports of assassinations going on in the capital of former Baathists. This has been going on over the months. These may or may not be revenge killings. It's thought they are revenge killings. And today the Iraqi police said a former Ba'ath Party official was killed by a bomb hidden in his car, which exploded outside a factory which he owned in the south of the city. Rubai acknowledged that this was going on, and he expressed his concern about it. He argued that people should be tried in court if they've committed crimes during the Saddam years and not assassinated in the streets.
Philip, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Philip Reeves in Baghdad.